You're listening to Steve Gruber on MTN. More talk now.
All right, so one of the big storylines yesterday after that revolting video, the return to Charlottesville video put out by Joe Biden as his announcement to run for president. It depends on who you're asking. He's at least the 20th candidate. Some people say there's as many as 25. I bet you can't name 10 of them. Maybe you can. If you're a real geek like me, you might be able to name 10 of them. At any rate, one of the big storylines coming out is that a new poll from somebody or other shows Joe Biden with an 8-point lead over Donald Trump, and they're rejoicing in the streets. You see, Biden's the savior. He's going to win. And he's being put up there as the guy who's pretty much got the nomination. His to lose right now. And maybe that's true, and maybe that's fair. Maybe it is his to lose. But I want to give you some perspective about the polling. Because in October of 2016, Hillary Clinton had a 7-point lead in the average of polls from Real Clear Politics. 7.1% lead, October 19, 2016. Other polls coming out around that time frame, an Associated Press poll on October 24th had Hillary Clinton up 14 points. Monmouth had her up 12. And the Boston Globe had her up 10. And then there were two or three polls that showed Donald Trump leading in October. Two Rasmussen polls, that's it. And one ABC News Washington Post tracking poll that came out on October 30th showed Trump plus one. Other than that, these polling companies had Hillary Clinton running away with this thing. My point being is the polling a year and a half away from election with Joe Biden leading is completely and utterly meaningless. But old Joey's out there, Uncle Joey's out there on the campaign trail, like your grandfather coming in and saying, here's how we're going to do things, I suppose. That's the way it was related yesterday. I can see that. He's got that folksy figure. Of course, my grandfather never grabbed young girls and sniffed their hair in inappropriate ways. But other than that, I can see the comparison. So let's go down memory lane a little bit. First of all, let's start yesterday. Joe Biden stopping in Delaware and some reporters stop and ask him, hey, why has your former boss Barack Obama not endorsed you? If you're this and that and everything else, why has he not come out and said, hey, Joe Biden's the man? After all, you worked with him for 8 years. Bite number one, here's the response from Joe Biden.
Yes. I'll ask you quickly, if you are the best choice for the Democrats in 2020, why didn't President Obama endorse you?
I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. Whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
Guys,
welcome to Delaware.
Why you?
You
and your message very clearly made this about a debate about President Trump, but you're going to have to get through the Democratic primary first. Why are you the best choice for Democrats?
That'll be for the Democrats to decide. Thanks.
And that was it. He ran away. Not much, you know. Barack Obama, I told him I didn't want an endorsement. I find that hard to believe. But sure, I don't want your endorsement of still the most popular Democrat, Barack Obama, because there's not much else afterwards. Except maybe his wife, and she's not running. But then you've got to start looking deeper into Joe Biden and the things that are not going to sit well with Democrats. It's extremely important. He's been in politics since 1972. That's right, 1972. So his closet is big, and the skeletons are many. That can be a dangerous place. We're going to start with this gem, praising a man by the name of John Stennis. John Stennis, being praised by then-Senator Joe Biden, a man who staunchly supported segregation, sought the execution of three black men that he knew had been tortured into confessing to a crime they didn't commit. Well, here's Joe Biden just slobbering all over it. Bite two.
To think that I would be one day on the floor of the United States Senate being paid such accolades by such a man of character and courage as John Stennis was beyond any expectation that I ever had in my wildest dreams. And I mean that sincerely.
And he means that sincerely, but not anymore. And while we're taking this walk down memory lane, I wonder how our wildly progressive friends will feel about old Joe's getting tough on crime mentality. I mean, now we apparently want serial killers and child rapists to be in line to vote right next to you. Not in prison, of course, but ready to vote. Well, that wasn't old Joe's attitude a while back. Bite three, go.
And Madam President, we have predators on our streets that society has, in fact, in part because of its neglect, created. Again, it does not mean because we created them that we somehow forgive them or do not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them. They are beyond the pale, many of those people. Beyond the pale. And it's a sad commentary on society. We have no choice but to take them out of society.
Right. Right. We have no choice but to take them out of society. And one more while we're at it. Just how far will the left be when they hear that violent criminals should be taken off the street? By the way, Biden helped to craft the landmark 1994 crime bill. That's now vilified by the progressive left. I guess we don't have time for one more. It's fine. But he helped craft, in fact, he was the key author of the crime bill, the 1994 Bill Clinton crime bill. The one that brought crime levels in America, violent crime levels, down dramatically over the next few years, but has been completely vilified by those on the left and is now being revisited by the Trump campaign in this criminal justice reform efforts. And the First Step Act, for example, was in response to the crime bill written by Joe Biden. Predators on the streets. Predators. I mean, that's the sort of thing that doesn't work well with black voters, oftentimes. Joe Biden's got a lot of positions. That's what happens when you have a long career in politics. There's a lot of material for people to go back and focus on. Say, hey, what about this? And what about this? And what do you have to say about that? That's going to be a challenge for old Joe, but we'll see if he's up to it. 25 after, it's Friday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show.